This summer's blockbuster lineup is teeming with highly anticipated names like Batman, Spider-Man, and the Avengers. That's good news for the people who run cinemas, but for the small theaters across the Northwest, opening weekend is becoming a struggle. More movies are starting to come on hard drives instead of reels. So theaters must make costly conversions to digital if they want to stay in the game, and time is running out. Correspondent Jessica Robinson reports.
Good evening and welcome to the Sunset Autoview.
The cars look different, but not much else has changed since 1955 when this drive-in opened in a field outside of Grangeville, Idaho.
Thank you.
Inside a room smelling vaguely of popcorn, the projectionist presses a button. The lamp in the old projector blinks on, the motor fires up, and light streams through frames of film onto a screen four stories tall. This is the same system that owner Chris Wagner learned from his father, and his father learned from his father.
I mean, it's been around for, like I said, you know, since they've been shipping film. It's pretty much like it is today.
But that's about to change. Movies are entering the digital age. Sitting in his drive-in's field at sunset, Wagner says,
film is just on its way out. And if you want to be in business, you'll have to be digital, probably in the next 2 years, that you know.
Studios are making fewer film prints, opting instead to send out much cheaper data files. The problem for small theater owners like Wagner is that the new equipment to play those files costs between $70,000 and $100,000.
Basically, a lot of small towns in America, I think, are going to be without a movie theater. I'm having a harder time getting prints as we speak.
Some estimates predict as many as 10% of the nation's theaters could shut down over this. That's why Wagner has made the leap at his other Grangeville theater. We're standing in the projection booth of the Blue Fox, a Spanish-style theater his grandfather built just before the crash of 29. Next to the old 35mm projector is a new digital system, its fans whirring. A computer monitor shows what looks like a rudimentary iTunes with playlists of downloaded trailers and movies.
Oh, you hit it?
And with the click of a mouse, Men in Black 3 begins. Hollywood has always tapped into new technology for making movies. But the way the final product gets to the audience, this is the first fundamental change. Gary Parks of the Theater Historical Society says the result may be some small towns lose a bit of their history.
These movie theaters were really the first place where people were brought together by some form of mass communication. And now we take that stuff for granted.
Theaters have known the switch to digital was coming for at least a decade, but it was a slow process. Then, in 2009, a movie came along that changed everything.
You are not in Kansas anymore. You are on Pandora.
You had Avatar in 3D, and Avatar made more money in its 3D than I believe in its 2D.
Gary Klein of the National Association of Theater Owners says if you want to get in on the 3D game, you have to upgrade to digital. Klein says the major studios have offered a kind of rebate to help theaters cover the initial cost.
Because changing from having to make thousands of prints of a film was going to save the studios, you know, billions of dollars. So once all of that got resolved, the transition has proceeded rather quickly.
But independent and art house theater owners say it's not happily ever after yet. In fact, you might call this a plot twist. They argue the rebate agreements favor major studio films over indie movies. And Steve Herring with Living Room Theaters in Portland says often the smaller theaters, which need assistance most, aren't eligible.
You know, it really, there's a lot of people who think it's somewhat of a conspiracy to eliminate the little people. And you can kind of look at it that way in some ways, but I think it's just kind of an accidental side effect of what's happening.
Back at the Sunset Auto View in Grangeville, Chris Wagner says he hopes digital projectors will follow the path of most technology, that is, start coming down in price. After all, his family's theaters have survived the advent of talkies, of TV, of video, and Wagner says he'll survive this, too.
Just new technology, and you just gotta do it to stay in business. But it's sure a nice picture, digital versus film. It's a lot crisper picture.
And anyway, some of Wagner's favorite movies have been about the underdog. I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting.